Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, everybody. This is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. I'm so lucky I get to interview Jason Henderson again. Jason is the founder and president of Best Air Conditioning Plumbing Repair in Las Vegas, Nevada. Last month, Jason and his team won Contractor of the Year. Wow. I was there at the gala dinner. I got to see Jason win and celebrate with his team. It is such a well-deserved award, such a huge award. Just a little bit of background information. I interviewed Jason in episode 43 of this podcast, so I encourage you to go back and listen to that episode also. If you do that, you'll get information about how Jason started and grew his business. So, Jason Henderson, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Hey, thanks a lot, David. Appreciate it.
There are more than 5,000 contractor members across the Service Nation family. Of those, only one is named Contractor of the Year. So congratulations, man. That is a huge win. Very well deserved.
Yeah, a huge honor. You know, we were surprised that we got it because there's so many great contractors. I've learned from, you know, pretty much everyone in Service Nation. So it's quite an honor.
Well deserved. Congratulations. Fabulous to see you win and have your team members there with you. And I know it was special to them as well. So last time I interviewed you, it was about 1.5 years after you and your wife started the business. So I think it was early 2019. At that time, you had about 18 employees, which was very impressive for a year and a half in business. But you've greatly surpassed that since then. So catch us up on your company now.
Yeah, so now I guess we're about 3 years from that time. So we're about 4.5 years in now. We should be at about 60 people here within the next week or two. We're kind of in the mid-50s now. But we've got a great team, awesome team. You know, managers, technicians, plumbers, field supervisors, a lot of customer experience, personnel, office staff, recruiters, video producers, and things like that. So it's quite a change from where we were.
Amazing growth. Are you in the same office or have you changed offices? What has happened physically to your place of work?
Yeah, we're in the same building. You know, we leased the building from day one. So we started August 1st, 2017, and we got the keys for our building August 1st, 2017. And it was massive compared to what we were. You know, we're kind of looking around, you know, how are we going to fill this place up? Well, now we have 3 to 4 people in each office space. So they've now become rooms instead of offices. And now we have 30 or 40 vehicles. And so, you know, the parking area only supports probably 10. So we pretty much take up the entire street.
Wow. So are you going to be looking to move to a new location or are you just going to stick with this for a while?
Probably before next summer, maybe right towards the beginning of spring next year, we'll probably go out and get a nice building with nice parking and stuff like that. We're pretty bad neighbors right now because we just take up so much space.
Well, they must be impressed with the growth anyway.
Sure.
You had an opportunity to sell your business. I mean, you had this fantastic growth. I know that there were a lot of people interested in it, but you turned it down. You could have walked away a very wealthy person. What were you thinking? Why'd you turn it down?
Yeah, we had a chance to talk to a lot of really great, you know, potential partners, and they were all really great people. I guess the issue that I had was so far every year we've practically doubled in size. One of our primary focuses is profit. So actual real profit. And so we've been able to continue to be profitable at just about the same rate while we've been growing. And so last year was the year that we started speaking to people. And this year, we planned on doubling in size and we're, you know, trending in that direction, actually more than double in size. And so, of course, whatever multiples that they're offering out there, you know, to purchase companies, we would have basically cut that in half because we're doubling in size. So as an example, last year, I think we were at around, let's just say about 3 million in EBITDA. And if we double in size, then, you know, our EBITDA is going to be 5 to 6 million in EBITDA. So, you know, obviously, if they gave a multiple of, say, let's just say if they wanted to give 10, well, now, if we double in size, you know, we would have hurt ourselves in that transaction. So just at the time, it just didn't make sense. And, you know, I'm always really concerned for the team and making sure that they're in the right place, you know, with the right people. We've worked together the entire time. If anything, I couldn't have done it without them. So I have to make sure that, you know, whatever situation we go into is going to be a good fit for them. And so at the time, it just didn't make sense. And maybe in the future, you never know. But right now, it just doesn't make sense for us.
Yeah, I would certainly bet on you doubling the size of the business for a while. You know, that's just, you have that track record. But I suspect that a private equity company isn't willing to make that bet and pay you for something in the future. So I wanted to turn your attention to something else for a minute. You're a new ServiceNation Alliance Advisory Board mentor. You've been on an advisory board, you've been a member of advisory board, and now you're a mentor. So I'd like to ask you how you like that and what has your experience been?
I love being an advisory board mentor. I couldn't have figured out the things that I've figured out or learned the things that we've learned if it wasn't for the mentors that I've had in all of the AB groups. So not really to name drop, but between Chris Hunter, Don Harris, and Dustin Miller, those guys not only inspired me to do things that I really needed to do, but, you know, they helped to instruct me on ways to go about doing it. And so now, you know, I'm with a group of guys that are amazing people and good business owners themselves. But I feel a responsibility to try to help inspire them to do certain things that they might not otherwise do, or even kind of, you know, point them in the right direction from time to time. I also feel that by helping them, it does help me and it helps the company because we get a little bit of protege effect. You know, like I research different things so that I can help them and actually give them good advice, and it ends up educating me while in the process. So it's great. Plus, it keeps you sharp. You're talking with other business owners every single week and they're faced with different struggles. And I'm not the end all when it comes to all the answers, but it inspires me to go research the answers myself. So I start to learn more. So it's been great. I have a really great group of guys that I work with every single week.
Yeah, I've told people on your advisory board that they are some of the luckiest people around to have you as a mentor. You would be spectacular as a mentor. You're so people oriented and you're so focused on helping other people succeed. I think that you have the ideal profile for an advisory board mentor. And speaking of people, you know, one of the many things I find impressive about you is that you're focused on your team. I think you've achieved what every company should aspire to, and that is that you created a great place for great people. It's easy to make a place that is great for everybody to work at, but you guys actually made it a great place for great people. And you couldn't have the kind of growth that you have had if it wasn't a great place for great people to work. So what is it that you do to make your company a great place for great people?
I spend probably a good 70% of my time just talking with people in the company. You know, I walk around and I'll talk with the CSR department, talk with the installers, probably spend more time with the installers than just about anyone else, including management. So I go outside when they're getting ready and I'm outside talking with them, making sure that they're okay. And from a sincere place, it's not a tactic or technique. You know, I really want to make sure that everyone's doing okay. Spend time talking with the dispatcher, see how she's doing. It just has to come from a sincere place, I think. You know, when we have these people doing these very difficult jobs and they're stressed out about doing the job properly, because of course, you know, we do have our processes and we do want them done right, but they're doing it from a sincere place too, because they want to see the company win. They want to see the company succeed. They want to be a part of that success, and we're all in it together. So that's really what it comes down to, is I don't feel that I'm any better than them. You know, we're all just people, all on a mission, all on the same mission, all doing the same things. Of course, we have company events next week. We're having a party. I think there's going to be about 120 to 150 people there. So we're throwing a party at the park. So we all get together on a pretty routine basis. We do a lot of company events. We do a lot of culture building exercises. At the end of the day, it's just a bunch of people trying to work together to accomplish something that's great. And so that's what we do every day.
You've had this fantastic growth. How do you recruit people? How do you find people? Because people in our industry are always saying, how do I find good people? I've got a problem with it. But you don't seem to have a problem with it. You've done a fantastic job. I mean, the growth you've had is amazing. And you can't have that kind of growth in our industry if you're not attracting great people to you. So how are you finding them and attracting them?
I think just everything that we've done just equaled this outcome. We really don't have difficulty finding people for any position. We can pretty much hire for any position every single day. Now, maybe at some point it starts to become difficult, but so far so good. If we put an ad out you know, for employment, we have a line. We have people calling here pretty much every day to ask about positions that are available, and we're always hiring. We'll give people tours of our shop. When they come in, the managers have a way of just walking them around the entire building. They introduce them to everyone. And the sort of common thing that we always hear is, I can't believe everyone here looks so happy to be here. And it's like, well, yeah, it's hard work and we're all working, but, you know, we make the best of it. You know, we make the most of it, and everyone is happy. Everyone gets paid really well. I can't imagine too many places paying as well as we do. I'm sure there are some out there that pay really well. But as an example, an installer here can easily make over $100,000 a year. So the pay is great, but at the same time, the culture is great. You know, we're very welcoming.
So what's the future for you and your company?
We're just going to continue doing what we're doing. We have about 150 to 200% growth on the horizon for this year over last year. And then the following year, I won't know until we get around October, November, but I expect that we'll do at least 50% to 100% growth next year over this year. We'll just keep going. You know, we're just enjoying ourselves. The team is enjoying themselves. We've figured out different ways to continue to scale, you know, at least on an organizational side. We have a really good reputation, about 1,000 five-star reviews. We're still a five-star company. We have a really good social media following, and we'll eventually potentially go multi-location. Right now, we're just really happy with what we're doing. We're not in debt or anything like that. We just continue to do what we're doing. We're making good money. The team's making good money. So we'll just keep going. And every year we'll continue to pick up the different concepts that Service Nation puts out there, you know, put those things to use. You know, we're good at implementing things, and we don't really, I guess maybe in the very beginning when we started the company, there was a lot of risk involved. And now we're not necessarily looking to avoid risk, but a lot of the stuff that we do, we don't feel that it's very risky. We just feel that this is how we do it, and this is what we continue to do. So I don't really see any change, you know, other than growth.
Well, yeah, you've got an amazing track record. So I completely understand saying we're just going to continue doing the same thing, only bigger. So when you think about growing the team, and you have to keep promoting people, adding new positions, that kind of stuff, how do you guys approach that? Is this something that you drive, or does the team drive it? You have an HR person that's always focused on it. How do you think about those things?
So I bounce ideas off the management team all the time. You know, we have an inside operations manager and an outside operations manager. So sort of the company is split in half, and each of them manage managers. So usually we'll all get together, and, you know, I'm kind of a visionary type. So I like to talk about big ideas, and they don't bring me back to earth or anything like that. They kind of go along with it. And we all talk about the best way to sort of approach that idea and the best way to make it happen. And then we literally make it happen right away. So creating new positions isn't difficult. We have part of our manager's meeting is sort of like there's a housekeeping section where we look and see, are there any new processes that need to be created? Are there any, you know, processes that need to be revised? And then the appropriate person is assigned to get those processes done. We typically can create new processes or revise processes and put them in place within a week. We do certain things that are a little experimental. So if we come up with a whole entirely new position, it's slightly experimental, but we try to put in some really good thoughts so that it could be successful the first time around. So we're not back to the drawing board too much. But we have created a lot of new positions here. You know, we have a facility manager, we have a video producer, we have full-time recruiters. We had never had those before. And a lot of those, they're not original ideas, but they're original to us. And so we try to put a lot of thought into it so we can hit the ground running with it. And all of them have done well. So it's just a matter of a lot of people talking about one concept all at the same time and then being willing to, you know, be wrong and being willing to be challenged and then turn around and, you know, really make it happen. So that happens every single week.
Yeah. You mentioned that you have a video producer now, and I've seen some of the videos that you guys have produced. You did one for us. Thank you very much. It was really beautiful. And that was the point I was going to make, is it is really beautiful stuff that you guys have created. What else are you guys doing with video?
We're, of course, putting it on our social media. We've added it now to our website. Basically, every single week, week, we get about 2 to 3 different videos that come in, and we even use video bios. So we use ServiceTitan as our CRM, and you know, they send technician bios out to people, just photos with their likes and things like that. But we've created a video bio for every person in the company. We've created something called like a freeze frame for every single person in the company. So we have nicknames for everyone in our company. And so while they're in motion, it'll freeze and it'll show their nickname and stuff like that. And people enjoy that kind of stuff, you know, and I enjoy that kind of stuff. So again, it's not really something that we're trying to necessarily use as a retention type tool, but it's just something just to create a little more of an enjoyable experience while working here. So a lot of that video, I usually get them Friday afternoon and then I'll post them into our company chat and everybody looks at them and everyone's amazed because everyone's showcased in our videos. We're not worried about putting our team out there for other people to see. Other people have asked me, aren't you worried if you know, put your team member out there with their name and their position that people are going to come and try and poach them? I said, well, maybe that'll happen. But I think that if it happens, that means that they weren't really going to stay here anyway. So, you know, we put our team members out there right in the front for everyone to see, including clients, including other companies, including everyone. We don't care. You know, we're about our team and, you know, we like people to see that our team is the best. You know, they're great people. So it's something that we use as, I guess we now recognize the fact that we use it as a retention tool, but that wasn't its original intent. It was just more or less to showcase great people.
I had a list of questions for you. Is there any question I should have asked that I missed?
You know, there's just so much that happens on a regular basis. I guess it's almost summertime, you know, so we're excited about that. Right now, our January and February months, you know, they're outperforming last year's summer months, which is always interesting. You know, it's always an interesting type of thing to see. You know, we're just excited about this year and we're feeling good and we're honored to have the contractor of the year and honored to still be able to continue working with so many different people in SNA. So I don't know if there's any other questions. You know, everything's great. We're feeling really good.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you so much for your time today. It's great to hear about your business, how you guys have grown, and I'm really excited to hear about what happens in the future. I think you've got such a great team. I think you're such a great leader. I think that the future is going to be amazing for you guys. So thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.